Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the State of Jefferson. 69 years later, Marjorie H. Gardner described a road trip in 1922 from Eugene, Oregon to San Francisco, California. Her family drove a Willys Overland automobile and a Hupmobile, open touring cars with imitation leather seats and flapping side curtains. Still under construction, Highway 99's detours went through farmyards and badlands and over corduroy roads, wagon ruts, and Indian trails. Back then, if you were in a car, delay was the name of the game, Gardner wrote. Horse teams towed Model A's up the steep Wolf Creek Pass south of Roseburg. Ferries crossed rivers. Women dressed in special outfits of khaki-colored, high-necked, long-sleeved shirts, calf-length skirts, and matching hats. Lacking eateries and motels, the family carried food in three grocery boxes, cooking everything from meatloaf to fried chicken. Gardner said the lack of refrigeration should have landed us in the nearest hospital. A few auto camps featured outhouses, but Gardner observed, "Get within 20 feet and we took to the woods." It was a six-day trip of restless nights and days of rain, mud, and dust. The next year, it took 4 days upon completion of the highway. It's a one-day drive on today's multiple-lane freeways. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.